I have very low expectations. I think the Australian political process is in deep trouble. I don't expect to see great changes in terms of climate policy, unfortunately.
Do you think that for Malcolm Turnbull, he needs to have a distinct position from Abbott, and that one point of distinction could be in climate policy? I mean, he did favour an emissions trading scheme while as opposition leader, something which ended up getting him booted from that role.
Unfortunately, the Prime Minister is very much beholden to the party view on this. And the party view, the Liberal Party view, is wildly out of step with what the Australian public want. The Australian public want more renewable energy. They want cleaner energy production. They want a government that tackles climate change aggressively. And we're not seeing any of that from the Liberal Party as a whole. So I don't think the leader of the party can step out of line with what the party wants. It would be lovely to think they could, but under our current political system, I'm not optimistic that we'll see great change. And if I could apologise to all of my friends in the Pacific about that, I know how important this issue is to you and how threatening it can be. And it is a tragedy that the largest nation in the Pacific region is not doing more on this issue.
Do you think there will be a change of perception at the very least, given Tony Abbott's climate change stance, along with John Key as well, given the developments at the Pacific Islands Forum?
Well, we hit a new low at the Pacific Islands Forum. Let's hope that's not repeated. Let's hope we get better engagement and we can listen a bit at least. As I said, I don't hold out hope for great change unless the new Prime Minister reaches out to the Australian public and genuinely tries to represent what they wish.
And what is it that they wish?
Well, the Australian public want more clean energy. They want less burning of coal because it's killing people in this country. It's killing people around the world. We want a government that aggressively tackles climate change because through our lived experience, we see the threats from the heat waves to the bushfires to the droughts. We're in the firing line here in Australia as much as anyone in the Pacific. So people want a government that will tackle that. But sadly, the political process in Australia is such that it seems very difficult to get action.
What does Malcolm Turnbull need to do to engage with his counterparts in the Pacific?
I think the first thing to do is listen. It's easy for us to sit here in Australia in our air-conditioned offices and think that people in the Pacific have got it all wrong. We actually need to sit down and listen to people and then work out how we can best engage with them, both to alleviate the damage that's already been done, but make sure that the damage doesn't increase in future.
But there is disagreement in the Pacific as well, isn't there? I mean, there are countries that are hoping for global warming to be kept at a rise of a maximum of 2 degrees, but others want a 1.5 degree threshold. Does that make a big difference to you? And is this indicative of a major divide among Pacific states?
Look, there is a divide, but I think a lot of it is that divide is prompted by misinformation, really. I mean, if you look at where we are after a decade now of worst-case scenario emissions, it is extremely difficult for us to avoid 2 degrees of warming. And we're already committed to 1.5 degrees of warming. So that debate is a sort of a spurious one, in my view. We need to pull out all stops now to avoid as much warming as possible. And sadly, we're not going to get to the 2-degree mark. We're going to need the development of a whole new basket of technologies, which in my new book I've called Third Way Technologies, that draw CO2 out of the atmosphere to give us some breathing space. And these technologies are very immature at the moment, but in 2030 or 2040, they could be drawing CO2 out of the atmosphere at the gigaton scale. And they're very exciting because they offer both a strong way forward in terms of a new tech boom, but also for clawing back some of the damage we've already done.
Does the Labour Party's policy in opposition currently give you any hope?
Well, the Labour Party policy is, they've suggested they want a 50% renewable energy target, which is fantastic. It's much better than what we have at the moment. We'll see where it goes from there, because it's still fairly not so well fleshed out. But certainly the Australian people strongly support renewable energy, so that Labor Party policy will be supported by the people.